You're listening to SBS News.
Veronica Komen is being hunted by authorities in her homeland. Her patriotism for Indonesia runs deep, evident by a tattoo on her left forearm bearing the name of the nation she was born in. But in 2014, she was forced to question her country's actions in the wake of police shootings in the Papuan city of Paniai, where up to 5 school children were killed.
I thought at that time, I was already a public interest lawyer, I thought at that time, wow, why there's no outrage? School children are killed by security forces. And then I began to dig up more about West Papua. I remember that I Googled West Papua, and that's how it has become my personal mission of to expose what's happening in West Papua.
Ever since, the 31-year-old human rights lawyer says she's been attacked on social media for publishing videos documenting alleged human rights abuses carried out in Indonesia's easternmost provinces, Papua and West Papua. Some of the most confronting videos involve Indonesian security forces appearing to operate alongside armed civilian militia groups. She says she's also become the target of daily death and rape threats.
The threats have been slowly increasing these past 2 years that I started to receive death threats 2 years ago. And it's almost like daily experience now to receive death and rape threats online.
Ms. Komen is now living in Australia, unable to return to her home country due to fears of persecution. In recent weeks, Ms. Komen says her family home in Jakarta has been raided, and she's been threatened with an Interpol red notice, accused by the government of spreading what it termed hoaxes and incitement. She says Indonesian authorities are trying to intimidate her.
They're trying to kill the messenger. They cannot refute my data. All the footage, they cannot refute that. So they are trying to destroy my credibility. So Indonesians will then question whether it's true or not. My family in Jakarta have relocated for more than a month now because to avoid that kind of intimidation.
At least 33 people were reported to have been killed in the central town of Wamena in late September. Footage appears to show Indonesian forces opening fire as Papuan high school students hold an anti-racism rally. Ms. Komen says the violence only made headlines across the country when it was confirmed Indonesians, not Papuans, made up the majority of the death toll. The government says most victims were killed in fires. Indonesia President Joko Widodo blamed what he called an armed criminal group without providing further detail.
When Papuans are killed, like, silence. But when non-Papuans are killed in West Papua, suddenly it's like across Indonesia. Where's your outrage?
More than 6,000 soldiers have been deployed to the Papuan provinces since late August in what some observers say is an unprecedented crackdown to quell independence rallies and anti-racism demonstrations. Ms. Komen says at least 100 West Papuans have been jailed, some charged with treason for holding the West Papuan Morning Star flag. The West Papuan struggle for independence has existed since the 1960s. Pro-independence groups say West Papuans have been subject to a slow genocide, with limited reporting because of long-standing restrictions on foreign media. Ms. Komen says that means when there's violence, Indonesians only hear government rhetoric.
There's total lockdown on at the hospital, so even defenders cannot verify information. And that is exactly the aim of the security forces, right? Lock it down, and so only government's version can go out. The censorship plus the propaganda, it really distorts the information. And I think that is also key to the impunity because no one knows.
Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has urged restraint on both sides. Ms. Komen, like many West Papuans, says Australia needs to take a stronger stance.
The minimum the Australian government can do for West Papua is to demand access for international journalists or for the UN Human Rights Office visit that Indonesia been promising.
In recent days, Joko Widodo was offered to meet with pro-independence groups. Widespread anti-corruption rallies across Indonesia have also called for demilitarisation of the Papuan provinces. Ms. Komen says no matter what happens next, she'll continue speaking out on West Papua. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.